Hi everyone, today's Parak of the Rambam is the ninth chapter of Hilchos Nedarim. In this Parak, the Rambam will discuss the topic of going after the Lashon B'nai Adam, the colloquial language used with regards to Nedarim. Halacha Aleph. B'Nedarim halich achar Lashon B'nai Adam, ba'oso makom, ba'oso Lashon, ba'oso zman, shenadar onish babo. With regards to Nedarim and Shavuos, we follow after the language of people used in that place, in that language, in that time. Ketzad, I'm going to illustrate this further. Nadar onish b'minam v'shol. If somebody had taken a neder or a shvua that he is not going to partake from cooked food, im derech oso makom b'oso lashon b'oso zman shikarim v'vushol afilu tzli l'shaluk hari zeh asur b'kol. If the manner of speech of the people in that language, in that time period, in that place, is to refer to mavushal, cooked items, to include even things that are tzali u'shaluk, things that are roasted, things that are boiled, in that case, he's forbidden all of those different things. Vim ein darkam lekros mavushal, el lebasar, shenis bashal b'mayim, ubitavlin, harizem mutter b'tzli b'shalak. If, however, in that place, in that time, in that language, people only refer to, by the word mavushal, things that have actually been cooked in water with spices, not things that have been roasted, not things that have been boiled, then he would be permitted to have things that have been roasted or boiled. V'chenam u'shal mavushal b'chamit v'ryo, kiyot v'hen, hochen bo achar lashon shal b'nei ha'ir. And similarly, with regard to things that have been smoked or things that have been cooked in the hot springs of Tiberia, so in that case as well, we follow after the terminology of the people in that place, that time. Halacha Beis. Nadar onish ba minam aliyach. If somebody had taken a neder or shvua with regards to not partaking from things that have been salted, im darkam lekros maliyach l'chol maluchin, hari zeh asur b'chol maluchin. If the people in that time, place, and language will refer to all things that have been salted in this terminology, so they're forbidden to have all things that have been salted. If, however, they only mean, when they say meluchim, things that have been salted fish, so then he is not allowed to have salted fish, but he's allowed to have other things. Halacha Gimel. Nadar onish ba min hakavash, im darkam likros kavash, l'chol hakavushin, hari zeh asur b'kol. Vim ein darkam likros kavash, el yarek kavash b'vad, einu asur b'kavash el yarek. V'chein kol yobitzeh. Similarly, with regards to pickled foods, if somebody had taken a neder or shvua from partaking from pickled foods, if they refer to all things that have been pickled, so then they're forbidden in all things that are pickled. If, however, they had meant in that time, place, and language specifically pickled vegetables, so then he's only forbidden to have pickled vegetables, but not other pickled items. And so too with anything similar. Halacha Dalet. Hayumikdas bnei amakom korin lo kach, umikdas am ein korin, ein hochin achar rov, el harei zeh safek nedar, mechol safek nedar, mechachmer, v'mavar, ein oloke. If some people in that place refer to it in this fashion, and others do not, in that case, we don't follow after the majority, but once there's a minority which is doing this, then it already becomes a questionable situation. Maybe it is a neder, maybe it's not, and therefore, one must lean towards stringency, as is true in any uncertainty regarding nedarim. If, however, one had violated the neder, in that case, he won't receive lashes due to the uncertainty. Halacha hei, ketzad, I'm now illustrate this further. Nadar min ha-shemen b'makom shemes tapkin v'shemen zayis v'shemen shumshmen v'rov anshei makom ein korin shemen stam el shemen zayis v'korin l'shemen shumshmen shemen shumshmen u'mi'utim korin af l'shemen shumshmen shemen stam hari ze aser b'shnehem v'ein oloke al shemen shumshmen v'chein kol yotz b'zeh. The example the Rambam gives is if somebody had taken an eder from oil in a place where people use olive oil as well as sesame oil, most of the people in the place will refer to, when they say just plain oil, specifically olive oil. And when they want to refer to sesame oil, they'll actually say sesame oil. But there's a minority of people who, when they say just plain oil, they mean even to include sesame oil. In that case, it's forbidden for somebody who had taken a neder in such a fashion to partake from either regular oil, olive oil, or sesame oil. But he will only receive lashes if he has the regular oil, the olive oil. But if he has the sesame oil, he won't receive lashes due to the uncertainty. And so too in any similar case. Halacha Vav. Kol davar shederech shliach ba'osam makom limalach alav. Haryu b'chlal hamin shnemar l'shliach stam. If somebody had sent a messenger to go accomplish a mission for him, and the messenger isn't sure if a particular item he encounters falls under the rubric of that which he had been sent concerning, once there would be doubt in the messenger's mind, maybe this qualifies, then with regards to Nedarim, that item falls under the rubric of that broader category and thus will be forbidden. Ketzad, Rambam is going to clarify this rather complex concept. Malkum shadarkum im yishlach adam shliach liknos lo basar stam. Amar lo lo matati el dagim. Im nishba un adam malkum zem in a basar nasar af bibasar dagim. V'chein kokiot v'zeh. If somebody had sent a messenger to go and buy meat for him, without clarification what he meant by meat, and then the messenger comes back and says, I couldn't find meat, but I found fish. In that case, you see that the messenger considered fish to perhaps be under the category of meat. That's why he asked. And thus, if in such a place a person took a shvur, neder, that he was not going to benefit from meat, then in that case he's also forbidden to partake of meat that comes from a fish. And so too in any similar case. Now, with regards to all places, if somebody takes a neder concerning meat, so then he's forbidden to have meat that comes from birds and the innards of an animal, but he is permitted to have locust. If, however, based off the circumstances, at the time when the person had taken this neder, it was clear that he was only intending not to have meat that comes from an animal, or meat that had not come from an animal, or from a bird, then in that case, it's permitted for him to have meat that had come from fish, even though the messenger would have, in that place, asked, maybe fish count as meat. Halacha Zayin. Hanoder min mavushal, mutter mabeita, shalom nisbashla, anshakofta, elen isgal gilabilvat. If somebody takes an edder concerning cooked food, he's permitted to have an egg which had not been cooked to the point where it's a hard-boiled egg, but is considered only soft-boiled. Hanoder maisa kdera, eno aser elmed varm shamar sichin osan vikdera. If somebody takes an edder from something which is boiled a little bit in a pot, so he's only forbidden to have foods which are boiled in a pot, kagon rifos, uvivos, ukiotopen, such as different types of foods, not completely familiar with what these each are, different types of dumplings, or the like. Aser atman b'kol ha-yorid l'kdeira, hariz aser b'chol ha-misbashlin b'kdeira. If somebody had forbade himself from having anything that had been placed in a pot, so then he's forbidden to have anything which is cooked in a pot at all. Lachachas. Hanoder min ha-dagim, mutter b'tzir b'moryas sho-dagim. If somebody had taken an edder against having fish, so then he's permitted still to have the brine or the dip that's made along with the fish oil. Hanoder min ha-chalav, mutter b'kom, if somebody takes a neder about not having milk, so then they are still permitted to have whey, which is the liquid which is separated from the milk. If he had taken a neder regarding the whey, he is permitted to have milk. If somebody takes a neder regarding cheese, so then he's forbidden to have, whether it's salted cheese or unsalted cheese, any sort of cheese. Halacha tes. If somebody takes a neder regarding wheat grain, so then it's forbidden to him having these kernels either raw or cooked. If he takes a neder saying that he's not going to partake of wheat or these wheat grains, so then it's forbidden for him having it either as flour or as bread. If he refers to wheat itself, so then it's forbidden for him to have it as a baked loaf of bread, but it's permitted for him to have it to chew. Chitim shani toim, motor bafoy, vasalachos. If he refers to the kernels, he refers to the wheat grain, so then it is permitted for him to have that which has already been baked into bread, but it's permitted for him to have it chewed. Chita chitim shani toim, aser bein bafoy, bein makos. If he refers to both wheat as well as the wheat grain, so then it's forbidden for him to have that which has been baked or that which is just for chewing. Anoder mena dagon o mena tefua, enu aser el vachamesha seminen. If somebody takes a neder regarding grain in general, so then he's forbidden just from the five particular species of grain. Halacha Yud. Hanoder min ha-yarek mutter b'tuluin. Hanoder min ha-kreishin mutter b'kaflotos. If somebody takes a neder regarding vegetables, he's still permitted to have squash. If somebody takes a neder regarding leek, he's still permitted to have something which is called kaflotos, some type of vegetable which is similar. Hanoder min ha-krub. If somebody takes a neder regarding cabbage, so then he's not allowed to have the water that was cooked for the cabbage as well, because the water that had been used for cooking the cabbage counts as cabbage in this regard. However, if he had only taken a neder regarding this water that had been cooked along with the cooked dish, so then he's still permitted to have that cooked dish itself. If somebody takes So when he takes a neder concerning the sauce, the gravy, he still is permitted to have the spices which go with it. Ve'atavlin moter berotav. If he had taken the neder regarding the spices, he's still permitted to have the gravy. Hanoder min ha'grisin, asur mikvah shel grisin. If he takes a neder concerning a type of bean, so then he's forbidden to also have a thick type of paste which is made from those beans. Halacha yud aleph. Hanoder min ha'peros ha'aretz, asur b'chol peros ha'aretz, umoter b'kmehen u'pitrios. So he takes a neder regarding all the produce of the land, so then it's forbidden for him to have any produce of the land, but is permitted to have different types of mushrooms and fungus. Bim amar kol gidulei karka alai, asur afik mehen u'pitrios. However, if somebody has said that anything which grows from the earth is going to be forbidden to him, so in that case, even mushrooms, even fungi are going to be forbidden to him, because though they don't actually get nourished from the earth, they still grow from the earth. Halacha yud beis. Hanodim peiros hashana, aser b'chol peiros hashana, umotar b'gadiyam b'shalam b'chalav b'beitim b'gozlos. So when he takes a neder concerning the produce of a particular year, so then it's forbidden to have any produce of that year, but nonetheless, the person is permitted to have any kids or lambs or milk or eggs or chicks that have been born that year. If, however, he said all that which is grown this year, so then it's forbidden in all these things. If somebody takes a neder regarding the fruit of the summer season, so the only thing he's forbidden in is figs. Now, despite the Rambam having gone into particular details above, in all of the above and in all similar scenarios, somebody should be careful regarding the foundational principle of Nedarim, which is that in Nedarim we follow after the language of the people in that place, in that particular language, in that time. And based off this principle, this rule will teach us exactly what qualifies as saying that in this circumstance the person will be forbidden, in this case the person will be permitted regarding these items or those items. Halachia Dalit. Hanodar min anavim mutar b'yayin afilu hachadosh. Min hazeisim mutar b'shemen. Min hatamarim mutar b'dvash tamarim. Min hasidvanios mutar b'chometz sidvanios. Min hayayin mutar b'yayin tapuchim. Min hashemen mutar b'shemen shumshemen. Min hadvash mutar b'dvash tamarim. Min hachometz mutar b'chometz sidvanios. Min hayorek mutar b'yarkos sada. Min hachir kol elu shem levayhem v'hu lo nadar el mishem she'enu levay v'osu makam. V'chein kol kiyot b'zeh. The Rambam now is going to give us a couple of examples and then end with a principle. If a person takes a neder not to have grapes, he still is allowed to have wine, even fresh wine. If he had taken a neder not to have olives, he's still allowed to have olive oil. If he takes a neder not to have dates, he's still allowed to have date honey. If he takes a neder not to have grapes, that will come into full bloom in the fall time, so then he's permitted still to have vinegar that's produced from them. If he had taken a neder not to have wine, he's still allowed to have wine made from apples. If he takes a neder not to have oil, he's still permitted to have sesame seed oil, as we saw above. If he takes a neder not to have honey, he's still allowed to have date honey. If he takes a neder not to have vinegar, he's still allowed to have vinegar made from grapes that will, again, bloom in the fall time. If he takes a neder not to have vegetables, he's still allowed to have vegetables that grow on their own. And underlying all of this is that, essentially, each of these has an extra name added on to them. It's not just that item plain, it's dvash tamarim, it's not just dvash, and the like. They each have a modifier to them. And therefore, when he had taken the neder, he had only specified this item and not the one that has that addition, or the one that has the addition and not this initial item. And the same applies in all similar cases. Halacha tezvav. Hanodim naksos, mutar b'sak, ubiria, v'chavila. Min habayis, asur b'aliya, shaliya b'chlal habayis. Nodim n'aliya, mutar b'ayis. Min hadargosh, mutar b'mita. Min hamita, atar b'dargosh, shukamo, mita, ketana. If he takes a neder regarding clothing, he still is allowed to wear sackcloth or something else which is made from very coarse type of clothing material or some type of thick sheet which they would use as protection from the rain. Or if somebody takes a neder not to enter the house, he's forbidden to go into the upper area, into the attic. If he had only said the attic, though, he is still allowed to go into the house. If somebody had said, similarly, that he's not going to be able to use a dargesh, which was a particular type of couch, if you will, and he's then permitted to still use a bed. If he took a neder not to use a bed,
he is not allowed to use a dargish because it's, in some sense, like a small bed. Halacha Tez Zayin. Hanodar Shalo Yikonis LeBayaseh, Hari Zeh Aser Min Aga Lefnim. Hanodar Shalo Yikonis LeIrzu, Mutar Yikonis LeTchuma, Aser Yikonis LeIbura. If a person has taken a neder not to enter into a specific house, so then he's not allowed to enter once you reach the door frame and onward. If somebody has taken a neder not to enter into a specific city, so he's still allowed to enter into the Tchum, the area where you're not allowed to walk beyond Shabbos surrounding the city, but he is not allowed to enter into the area which is just sticking over a bit beyond the city, 70 or so amos, beyond the city's actual limit. Halacha Yud Zayin. Hanodar Anabu Bnei Ha'ir, Uba Adam Menishta Sham Shnei Masar Chodesh, Hari Zeh Asar Lehanot Imenu. Pachos Mikan Mutter. If somebody takes a neder that he will not benefit from people in a particular city, and then a person comes and joins that city by being there for 12 months, in that case, it's forbidden for him to benefit from him. But if he's there for less than 12 months, this individual who had taken the neder is still allowed to benefit from this individual. Neder miyoshvi ha'ir, kosh shah shalom shloshim yom, asr lehem t'menu, pachos mekein mutter. If somebody had taken a neder concerning the people that dwell in that city, rather than one of the people who's a part of that city, mibnei ha'ir versus miyoshvi ha'ir. So in this case, if it's miyoshvi ha'ir, so anybody who's been there for 30 days, then it's forbidden for him to benefit from him. Less than 30 days, he's still allowed to benefit. Halacha Yud Ches. Hanodar min ha'mayim ha'nim shachin ma'in ploni. Aser b'chol ha'naros ha'yom kos menu v'ein tzarech lomar ha'nim shachos. Av al pi sh'nishtana shmam v'ein korn o'son el nar ploni u'be'er ploni v'ein laban o'son l'shem ha'mayin ha'nadar ho'av hu ikarn aser b'chol. If somebody had taken a neder concerning water which comes out of a particular spring, so then he's forbidden to benefit from any rivers, any streams which come from that. And it goes without saying that anything which actually flows directly from it, let alone these other ones which come from it on some more indirect level. And that's even true if the river that we're referring to is no longer connected by name to that original place. It's called this particular river or this well or the like, and we don't view it as consisting of any connection with that original spring it had come from. Nonetheless, since that spring is the source for all these different places of water, he's forbidden to benefit from that. Aval im nader mi nar ploni, omi mayan ploni, ein aser el b'chol ha'naros ha'nekros ashma. If, however, he had taken a neder regarding one particular stream or one particular spring, in that case, he's only forbidden with the rivers that actually still have this name. Halacha Yud Tes. Hanoder mi yordei ha'yam, mutar b'yoshvi ha'yabasha. B'yoshvi ha'yabasha, aser b'yordei ha'yam, af al pi shein b'farshim b'emsa yam ha'gadol. Shiyordei ha'yam b'chlal yoshvi ha'yabasha. If somebody takes a neder concerning people that go off to sea, so then he's permitted to have people that don't go off to sea, people who just dwell on the land. If he says people who dwell on the land, though, then he's forbidden even for those sailors who go off to sea, because even though they go out into the middle of the sea, it doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, they still are a people that dwell on the land. Nodr miroi chama, aser besumen, shalonis kavin zeh el misha chama ro'osa. If somebody takes a neder regarding those that see the sun, he's forbidden even to benefit from people that are blind. Because when he had said this, he didn't mean people that are actually physically able to see the sun themselves, as much as that the sun sees them, and that even includes blind people. Nader mishchoi harosh, aser bekrachim ubali ksevos, umutar benashim ubiktanim. If somebody had taken a neder regarding those that have dark hair, it's forbidden to benefit from even those that don't actually have dark hair, such as people who are bald or elderly, because he just meant men. It's permitted to benefit from women and children. If, however, it's normal in his place, his time, his language, to refer to people in such a fashion when he means all people and not just men, then he's forbidden to benefit from anyone. If somebody had taken a neder regarding those that observe Shabbos, he's forbidden to benefit from those that are Jewish and those that are somewhat Jewish, the Kutim, whose status as Jews was unclear. They had converted, perhaps for other reasons. If somebody had taken a neder regarding those that go up to Yerushalayim, so then he's forbidden to benefit from the Bnei Yisrael, but is not forbidden from the Kutim. Because when he had said this, he meant those that there's actually a mitzvah for them to go to Yerushalayim. And if somebody had taken a neder regarding those that are Bnei Noach, descendants of Noach, so he's permitted to benefit from the Bnei Israel, because we use the term Bnei Noach to refer to people that are not Jewish, even though obviously the Jews are also descendants of Noach. Lachachav Aleph. Not a Mizar Avram, Motor Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Esav, Veino Asr El Mishra, Shneemar, Kib Yitzchak Yigoyer Lecha Zara, Vare Yitzchak Amal Yaakov, Yitin Lecha Es Birkas Avraham. If somebody had taken a neder from the seed of Avram, the descendants of Avram, so he's permitted to still benefit from those that are descendants of Yishmael or Esav, who technically, physically, were born to Avram's line, but nonetheless, they're not considered to be Zera Avram. That's only referring to the Bnei Israel. As Blessing says, regarding Yitzchak, that through Yitzchak, you will have your seed, your descendants continue. And thus, Yishmael is excluded. And regarding Yitzchak, it's said regarding Yaakov that through him, the bracha of Avram will extend, and that comes to exclude Esav. Halachav Beis. Noder men ha-relim, asrim ulei ovei kuchavim, umutar ba-relei Yisrael. If somebody takes an neder regarding those that still have foreskin, they've been uncircumcised, so then he's forbidden to benefit from those that had been circumcised as non-Jews, for whatever reason, for medical purposes or the like, and he's still permitted to benefit from those amongst the Bnei Israel who, for whatever reason, are still uncircumcised. Noder men ha-mulim, asr ba'arle Yisrael, umutar mulei avodei kuchavim. If he had ever done the opposite, he had taken a neder regarding those that have already been circumcised, he's forbidden to benefit from anybody in the Bnei Israel, even those that still have their foreskin, is permitted to benefit even from those non-Jews who don't. Because when we refer to the foreskin, it's something which is connected to, it's associated with the non-Jews, as the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, that all the non-Jews are considered to be uncircumcised. And therefore, when the person was saying this, he was intending along to those that are obligated in doing a bris milah, and not to those that are not obligated. It's not really about having a physical foreskin. Halacha Chav Gimel, the final halacha in the parak. Hanoder b'Yisrael, aser b'gerim. Menagerim, motor b'Yisrael. If somebody had taken a neder from the Bnei Yisrael, so he's still forbidden to benefit from converts. If he had taken a neder regarding converts, he's permitted to benefit from the regular members of Bnei Yisrael. Hanoder b'Yisrael, aser b'kohanim levim. If somebody takes a neder regarding the Bnei Israel, that even includes the Kohanim and Levim, if he had said it only regarding the Kohanim and Levim, he's permitted, though, to benefit from the Bnei Israel. If somebody takes a neder regarding the Kohanim, he's still allowed to benefit from Levim. If he said Levim, he's still allowed to benefit from Kohanim, even though the Kohanim are also technically from Shevet Levi. If somebody takes a neder regarding his children, he's permitted to benefit from his grandchildren. Now the Rambam summarizes by saying that in all these different halachos, it doesn't matter whether one taken a neder or a shvua, it all follows after Lashon Bnei Adam, which, to conclude this important parak, it refers to the language used in that time, in that place, in that particular dialect. Have a wonderful day.